I'm back in the saddle.
I'll be back in the saddle. That's right, folks. Your friendly local merchant who sells and displays healthful, refreshing, delicious double-mint chewing gum invites you to another Saturday night visit with all the gang here at Pat Buxton, Johnny Bond, the Cass County Boys, the Pinafores, Carl Copper's Melody Ranch Orchestra, and yours truly, Charlie Lyons. Right now, though, here's the boss man himself, who today is celebrating his 12th anniversary here on Melody Ranch, America's favorite cowboy, Gene Autry.
Thank you very much, Charlie Lyons, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you, Mr. Birch. I appreciate those cues you're giving me. Yes, sir, today marks quite a milestone in our life, one of which I'm terribly and tremendously proud. And to more or less celebrate the occasion, we thought it might be nice to go back over the past 12 years and sing a few of the songs that hold some mighty wonderful memories for all of us here at Melody Ranch. So here's hoping that they'll do the same for you. So, you're all set. Let's go back to the year
1939.
I'm a favorite to folks the world over. Remember this one? South of the border, down Mexico way. That's where I fell in love when stars above came out to play. And now as I wander, my thoughts ever stray. South of the border, a picture in old Spanish lace, and for a tender while I kissed a smile upon her face, for it was siesta and we were so gay. South of the border, down Mexico way. And she sighed as she whispered manana, never dreaming that we were parting. And I lied as I whispered manana, for our tomorrow never came. South of the border, I rode back one day. There in a veil of white, like candlelight, we knelt. Mission bell told me that I mustn't stay. South of the border, down Mexico way. Ay, 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 ay. Thanks a lot. Well, sir, we're all mighty glad to have you with us here at Melody Ranch today because, as you know, it's a pretty special day in our lives. Incidentally, the treat that always is mighty special with us here at Melody Ranch is delicious, refreshing, double-mint chewing gum. Yes, indeed, we sure have a high opinion of that grand double-mint gum. It's top quality all the way. What's more, the smooth, easy chewing and that refreshing double mint flavor seems to make everything you're doing more enjoyable. That's why we're mighty careful to see that there's always plenty of that swell double mint gum around Melody Ranch. So, why don't you do the same at your home? That delicious, refreshing double mint chewing gum. I like it. And now, Charlie, what do you say that we get on with some more music?
Right you are, Gene. The year, 1940.
1940, and another year of swell songs. Be Honest With Me, San Antonio Rose, songs like Do I Worry, Old Johnny, Irving Berlin's great patriotic hymn, God Bless America, and, oh yeah, remember this one?
You know, 1941. Time sure flies, don't it, Mr.
Artery? Yes, sir, Patrick, old boy, it sure does. Remember Chattanooga Choo Choo?
Remember it? It was 1951 before I could even spell it. By the way, what else was big that year?
Well, let's see here. There was Amapola, Green Eyes, and, if I remember correctly, 150 million people clapped their hands over this one. The stars that night are big and bright. Deep in the heart of Texas, the prairie sky is wide and high. Deep in the heart of Texas, the sage in bloom is like perfume. Deep in the heart of Texas, reminds me of the one I love. Deep in the heart of Texas, the coyotes wail along the trail. Deep in the heart of Texas, the cowboys cry, "Yippee, yippee, yi." Deep in the heart of Texas, a tough, strong pan. Deep in the heart of Texas. That's why perhaps they all wear shafts. Deep in the heart of Texas. Deep in the heart of Texas. Deep in the heart of Texas.
Nineteen forty-two
produced a bumper crop of outstanding music. 1942 was a year of sorrow and heartbreak for some, joy and happiness for others. An army chaplain inspired Frank Lesser to write, "Praise the Lord and pass the ammunition." While a boy in the jungles of Guadalcanal gave Irving Berlin the inspiration to compose that big-selling hit, White Christmas. As for me, 1942 was the beginning of a new experience in the United States Army Air Force. And then came 1943, and with it, a new batch of wonderful music for America to enjoy. Remember Paper Doll, Es Mi Mucho, Esto Packin' Mama, all swell tunes. But the really big hit of that particular year came out of New York's big play called Oklahoma.
Smiling clear up to the sky. Oh, what a beautiful morning.
Cass County boys, you couldn't help from bringing back a lot of happy memories with those songs. But hey, speaking of remembering, we still got a lot of years ahead of us, haven't
we, John? I'll say we have. Let's see, this is 1944 now, ain't it?
Mm-hmm. Right you are, Sonny boy. And if I'm not mistaken, the number one selection on all the jukeboxes that year was a Cole Porter classic that went like this. Oh, give me land, lots of land under starry skies above. Don't fence me in. Let me ride through the wide open country that I love. Don't fence me in. Let me be by myself in the evening breeze. Listen to the murmur of the cottonwood sea. Send me off forever, but I ask you please, oh, don't fence me. Well, thank you, folks. Many thanks. You know, going back over the years like we are brings back the memories of a lot of mighty pleasant associations that I've enjoyed. And right up at the top of the list is my longtime companion, that grand Double Mint gum. Now, of course, you all know that delicious, refreshing Double Mint is a mighty enjoyable taste treat. But besides enjoyment, chewing that grand Double Mint can give you a lot of little things, a little help. For instance, Double Mint's helpful, healthful, natural chewing is good for digestion after you eat. And it helps to keep your teeth bright and clean. Another thing, that clean, cool Double Mint flavor makes you taste fresh and sweetens your breath. That's why it's a swell idea to chew a stick of delicious Double Mint, not only after meals, but any time you want a pleasant treat. So remember, folks, delicious, refreshing Double Mint chewing gum. You like it. You know, that particular year holds a lot of special memories for me, too. Probably does for you. Yes, sir. Maybe you sing a tune called Candy or Laura to Your Best Gal. Or maybe Till the End of Time had you humming and whistling. As for me, though, well, being an ex-railroad man, I had to go along with this one. Johnny? Do you hear that whistle down the line? I figure that it's engine number 49. He's the only one that'll sound that way on the Atchison, Topeka, and the Santa Fe.
1946.
Gonna take a sentimental journey. Gonna set my heart at
'46 and more memories. More wonderful tunes. Sentimental Journey. Old Buttermilk Skies. Open the Door, Richard. And many more. Speaking personally, though, this little gal was quite a favorite of mine, as well as being the title of one of my pictures. Sue, Blue City Sue. Your hair is red, your eyes are blue. I'd swap my horse and dog for you. Blue City Sue, Blue City Sue. There ain't no gal as true as my Blue City Sue. I drove a herd of cattle down from old Nebraska way. That's how I come to be in the state of Iowa. I met a gal in Iowa. Her eyes were big and blue. I asked her what her name was. She said Blue City Sue, Blue City Sue. Patrick, and when it came to music, 1947 was really a banner 12 months. For instance, remember, hair of gold, eyes of blue, lips like cherry wine.
Boy, I'll say. And how about that tree in the meadow and the anniversary song?
Yes, sir. Yes. Plus, bouquet of roses, you call everybody darling, slowboat to China.
Yeah, and not to mention them two famous boys, Chattanooga Shoeshine and Nature.
Yes, sir, Patrick. But from Boston to Bakersfield and from Duluth to Dallas, this tune ranked mighty high among the favorites of 1947. Now, when bouncy ditty, you just couldn't beat this little song right here. East is east and west is west, and the wrong one I have chose. Let's go where you keep on wearing those frills and flowers and buttons and bows, and rings and sings and buttons and bows. This prairie, take me where the cement grows. Let's move down to Sunday Town, where they love a gal by the cut of her clothes, and you stand out in buttons and bows. I love you in buckskin, our skirt that you homespun, but I love you longer, stronger, where your friends don't throw a gun. My phone's denounced, the buzzboard bounced, and the cat has hurt my toes. Let my mood break out with you. No silks and satins and linen will show, and you're all mine in buttons and bows. Give me eastern trimming, where women are women in high silk hose, and take the boots low. Perfume that rocks the room, and you're all mine in buttons and bows. Buttons and bows. Buttons and bows. Buttons and bows. office. Guess that brings us right up to 1949, Patrick.
Now, that was really a year. Special for my type of song.
Oh? For instance?
Well, for instance, new train! Ha! Ha! Clippity-clopping over hill and plain. Seems as though they'll never stop. Clippity-clop, clippity-clop, clippity-clop. Clop.
Well, I guess that takes care of that. Yes, sir, it doesn't quite take care of 1949, though, Patrick. Remember careless hands, jealous hearts, eager cotton tails? And, oh, yeah, all of a sudden from out of the nowhere came this song that just never seemed to stop. In fact, it, too, is the title of another one of our pictures. The old house opens right now one dark and windy day. Upon a ridge he rested as he went along his way. When all at once the mighty herd of red-eyed cows he saw, a-pawing through the ragged sky, and up a cloudy draw. Yippee-yi-yo, yippee-yi-yo. Their bands were still on fire and their hoofs were made of steel. Their horns were black and shiny and their hot breath he could feel. A bolt of fear went through him as they thundered through the sky. For he saw the riders coming hard and heard their mournful cry. Yippee-yi-yo. Were blurred, their shirts all soaked with sweat. They're riding hard to catch that herd, but they ain't caught them yet. They've got to ride forever on that range up in the sky, on horses snorting fire. As they ride on, hear them cry. Yippee-yi-yo. One call his name. If you want to save your soul from hell a-riding on a rain, then cowboy, change your way today, or with a team will ride, trying to catch that devil's herd across these inner skies. Yippee-yi-yi. Thanks a lot there, folks.
Brother. Gene, will you look at all these wires that keep coming in here for your 12th anniversary?
Mm.
Here's one from Bob Crosby.
Oh.
One from Red Skelton.
Mm-hmm.
Another one from the Boy Scouts of America. One from Amos and Andy, Ed Sullivan, Vaughn Monroe, Arthur Godfrey, Robert Q. Lewis, Bing Crosby, and that's only the beginning.
Well, thank you very much, Johnny, and I appreciate every one of the telegrams we've received today. You see, I appreciate every one of them.
Well, good. What's next?
Well, 1950, Johnny. And a big year it was, too.
You can say that again. Remember the Tennessee Waltz?
I sure do, Sonny boy. But there were some more other fine songs, too. For instance, Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer had a very shiny nose. And the thing, which reminds me of Buttram. Dear hearts and gentle people, the third man and dozens more, including...
Good night, good night, good night. Gene, I guess that brings us right up to the year that's just been completed, 1951.
Yes, indeed it does, Charlie. A year that had folks the country over singing right along with tunes like Sparrow in the Treetop, Beautiful Brown Eyes, On Top of Old Smoky, Truly Fair, Mr. and Mississippi. Not to mention this one.
So hard to show that you're my every dream. Yet you're afraid each thing I do is just an evil scheme. A memory from your lonesome past keeps us so far apart. Why can't I free your doubtful mind and melt your cold, cold heart? There was a time when I believed that you belonged to me. But now I know your heart is shackled to a memory. The more I learn to care for you, the more we drift apart. Why can't I free your doubtful mind and melt your cold, cold heart?
You'll be the same for us.
Well, folks, that brings us right up to the present. I know there are a lot of wonderful songs among your favorites that we didn't have time to sing. But sometime real soon, we'll try and get to them. Right now, though, I guess that's all the time that we have for now on this 12th anniversary. Somehow, I can't stay so long without first giving a lot of credit to a swell bunch of people. You know, it takes a lot of teamwork to do almost any job there is. An automobile is only as good as the men who make it. An army only as efficient as the soldiers who fight to keep it that way. A beautiful diamond shines only as bright as the men who cut and polish it. And so it's the same way with me. You know, I couldn't begin to thank all of the wonderful people on Melody Ranch who've made these past 12 years for me the happiest 12 years of my life. There are far too many of them. All I can do is say thanks from the bottom of my heart. And until next week, then, at this same time and over these same stations, this is Gene Autry for Double Mint, asking you to keep thinking of us until we're back in the saddle again.
This is CBS Radio Network.